not always been so. There has been times when the words of many have been put down as complete rubbish in your world, but the truth will always survive. And this is what is happening. It is almost like an explosion of truth within your world at this present time. No longer are people being kept quiet about what they know to be the truth. The people of today on your planet are recognizing that each one is an individual with a mind and thinking of their own. Have you any questions at this point?
Mind and thinking of their own, yes. In our exchanges with planet Era, we were debating about the way in which our many and complicated rules, laws and regulations are really taking over, or have taken over to a large degree, from personal thinking. We differ from planet Era in that our lives here on Earth are much more complicated in terms of rules and regulations as opposed to free personal thinking.
Yes.
So if the thinking comes to the fore, I imagine this is a very good process.
Of course, I have told you previously that this planet is such a young planet as far as spiritual growth goes. There are many worlds that you know not of, which exist and exist with the use of the thought and the spiritual mind, and yet are not spirit. But they have attained a degree of knowledge that just to be is all that they need to be. Do you understand? And yes, your connection with that mind projector, which after all was meant for your own spiritual growth, is a planet which is much different from your own.
The comparisons help us to, in a way, to see ourselves more clearly, I feel.
Yes, that is a good point. It is something that you should study well. You should learn from the information that is being given to you. But at the same time, it is not only information which we seek to give to you, but we wish to teach you of the experience that you are ultimately capable of, and which I am pleased to see you are trying to now put into some kind of action.
Yes, we are trying, and I'm sure sure we all realize the great value that this can have in
yes.
our progress.
You must always keep that focus in mind. It is for your benefit also, not only just to be given the information which comes. Because, after all, you may digest a book, but never really understand it. But what we wish you to do is to accept the information, but to also take that projection which is being shown to you and put it into daily practice.
I get the impression that as spirituality increases on the planet, the matter density of the planet decreases.
Yes.
And the water on Hera sounds to be more like the water in our earthly astral planes.
Yes, you are quite correct in that assumption. After all, if you grow spiritually, you are leaving behind that heaviness, that density, as you call it, and you become much lighter beings. Therefore, if so much lightness exists, so too does that have an effect on the planet within which you live. In the same way as you as human beings give out thoughts of love to many on your planet, when those thoughts are received and help is given by all involved, there are areas within your planet which also become much lighter, much purer. So, can you imagine the lightness of a planet whose spirituality is far above your own?
Yes, indeed. This is quite a realization, and I'm sure our scientists and particularly chemists have felt that matter is all much the same throughout the universe, but its density does seem to be very different as well
yes.
as cells.
It has to have some effect.
Yes.
In the same way as your thoughts project and give help to others, it is the same, it is the lightness which touches the density of the matter where you are and makes it lighter because of the love element.
Yes.
It is the love element which alters matter and structure and people. Always remember this, my dear friends, and you will not go wrong in your thinking.
The development of my projection, which we're trying to achieve, if that is achieved to some extent, and a certain level of attainment is reached in a lifetime, is that level of attainment then continued into the next lifetime?
You already have that attainment within you.
Yes.
It cannot be lost
yes.
when you return home.
Yes.
You are on this planet rediscovering what you already have.
Yes.
It is just that because of where you are and the situations that you are in, that everything becomes much more dense, and that your mind has become dulled over the many centuries of living upon this planet. Yes. But as spirit, you already have that ability, you already have that knowledge.
Yes.
You are here to rediscover what you already know.
Yes, you told us that before.
Yes.
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 It's interesting that Boniol said that the spirit children, even when they're unborn, are able to mind project to those around them, which I thought was extraordinary. And yes, they've obviously progressed so far, and they come back to their planet with this extraordinary ability, ready to continue where it left off.
Yes, they are already lighter beings. And that is what you are working towards.
Yes.
On this planet. Although you will never achieve the same amount of ability as they have upon that planet, because that is not part of the evolution of this Earth.
So our two planets won't necessarily converge. We are just following different evolutionary paths.
Yes.
I understand, yes.
You cannot be the same.
No.
No. But you can have connection, yes, through the mind projection.
One thing I was particularly interested in was their method of transport, where they use the energy from the elementals to help them provide energy for their vehicles of transport and things like that. Is this something that will be part of our evolution into the future?
We are looking a long way into your future before any attempt at that kind of travel is possible. I would have to say,
yes,
your evolution is in the first stages, in the same way that you as spirit within these physical bodies are quite naive in your knowledge. But it is only a shell. The knowledge lies within. It is up to each individual to hold that responsibility for how much of that spirit is allowed to become free whilst upon this planet.
Yes.
And I do not ask any pardon for repeating that you are entirely responsible.
Yes.
With our help, of course.
Yes. Yes, thank you for those answers.
There are many planets which you could not associate with because they are, as you know and understand full well, all of existence is too much for your understanding. You will never fully know until you return home how much of existence there is within all of creation. You are but one iota within all of creation.
Something to look forward to be able, yes, to understand.
And even when you return home, you also have responsibility.
Yes.
in discovering what there is to know.
Yes.
It will not come to you in an instant, but it is there for all to see.
It was very nice to have a further visit from ancient language from South America friend. And it's now understanding that it was a South American tribe that was enslaved by the Inca, so that their original language was melded with the Inca, and it's not exactly an Inca dialect. Your words look to the Inca when we ask you about it. Were most apt.
I thank you for those words. It means that sometimes I am correct.
I think, Sam, that you could knock the sometimes off. I think you're always right.
I am here to serve you, to encourage you, to help you, and most of all, to bring to you truth of spirit. And as I told you when first I came to you, my dear friends, I ask only that you can accept what you will, and if any of my words do not fit, then I ask you to reject them. Not because my words are untrue, but because you may not be ready to hear them. But I can again say to you that this group to which I have come and waited many years to come to are sound in their acceptance of my words. And for that, I thank you.
We would be very foolish not to accept. We have so much enjoyed the words.
Could I ask a question of something you said? I think this may be the last time you came, can't be sure. It was about a neighbour of mine who has this young daughter, and I believe your words were that she bore that child, obviously in spirit. Could you explain a little more, please?
About borrowing children?
You know, how come she bore the child?
Perhaps the word borrowed has confused you.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure that was the word, but you know,
yes.
I think about.
Let us speak generally in that case, that each one of you comes to this lifetime as part of an agreement with many others.
Yes.
And when I say borrow, if that is the word I used, it means that no one person belongs to another.
Yes.
You have come and taken a pact to be whoever you may be in this world for the betterment of either your own spirit or that of others, whether it be husbands, mothers, fathers, or children. Each spirit comes with the knowledge of what needs to be attained. Therefore, that child has come to that mother on their own agreement. Therefore, in that way, the child does not belong to the mother.
Yes.
Does that make more sense to
you? Yes. It almost teamwork, but we don't belong to one another.
You have responsibility, individual responsibility. But of course, in the way of life of this planet, adults, members have children who need to be looked after and guided and helped, but you do not own your children.
Yeah. Thank you.
A lot of talk has been about learning planets and planets that are certainly learning planets. Are there any other types of planets in our universe where beings are just being there? They're not necessarily here to, not at their planet to learn, but for other reasons, just to be, for instance.
There are indeed other planets that have different purposes.
Yes.
In fact, there are many, many planets where the spirit is there only to reach enlightenment in order that they may return home more wholesome, if I may use that word. Yes, indeed, there are many, many planets of which you do not know.
So the beings on such a planet would be in a meditative state?
Not necessarily, but their awareness would be much greater.
Yes, that's very interesting.
Yes. There are also planets for the angelic beings who return to them time to time. But that is a topic for another day. But yes, you are correct when you say there are many, many planets.
Yes.
You are isolated on this planet for knowledge. That is why I felt it would be good for you to have a visitor from another planet to expand your way of thinking and to introduce you to the fact that there are many planets in all of creation which are different from your own. But nevertheless, they exist.
Yes, it's like taking a look at ourselves from afar.
Yes.
We have an expression that you can't see the wood for the trees. But if you're away from the woodland, you can see it most clearly.
Yes. That is a good analysis. I would agree.
And also with, it seems that when we call it Planetera, the people on that planet have advanced, have become more spiritually advanced, or aware perhaps I should say, than we are, but they weren't always like that. So it gives us a little bit of hope as well that our planet will get there. You tell us we will, and it's nice to see that, you know, planets can get there.
You must not compare yourself to another planet, because each planet has its own function. As the gentleman previously has said, there are many types of planets. There is still a learning process going on in Planetera, which you would not be aware of, or perhaps even understand. But it is still a planet of learning, although far superior in knowledge to your own. I hope that is helpful to you.
Yes, thank you.
Indeed. Yes, forgive me for asking another question about the past, but it does have connections. I wanted to check the material which comes from a particular source. I have heard that in the days of Atlantis there were four brotherhoods, and those four brotherhoods had connections to the four elements and the elementals within those elements, such that the brotherhood relating to the water element were very good at looking at problems of emotion with humans, and the brotherhood that related to the air element, they were very good at examining problems of the mind and correcting them and so forth. Would you be able to confirm if there were four such brotherhoods?
Let me say this to you, my dear friend. Much has been spoken about Atlantis. Yes, it did exist. Yes, there has been many things spoken. But I will simplify this for you. Indeed, there were many brotherhoods, as you call them, upon this Atlantis. If you look to your astrological processes of today, you will find similarities. They also speak of earth, fire, water, air, which are connected in the same way as you have mentioned, water and air. And yes, I will confirm that there were brotherhoods who dealt mainly with these things.
Yes, thank you.
But look to astrology and the source of astrology, and you will find that there are many comparisons to both.
Yes. Well, thank you. That's...
I hope that will be helpful.
Yes, that is another thought for me. Yes, I know this lady who's an Atlantean priest, high priest, still visits her while she is in this life.
Yes.
I just felt I needed to check that piece of information.
Yes. They had much knowledge at that time. But I have to say there was a lot of abuse of their knowledge.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you very much for your answer. That does help enormously.
And the abuse of the knowledge, you said to us that great civilizations could have abused their knowledge or power, and that's why they've fallen. Yes. That was the same with Atlantis.
Yes, and of course evolution played a great part in the downfall of Atlantis.
The earthly evolution.
Yes. It is a much wider picture than is usually painted.
Yes.
But there was abuse of their knowledge also. I hope that is helpful to you.
Yes, indeed. It surprises me sometimes how much interest there is in that particular. how much controversy there is with scientists who dispute that the earthly evolution factor, and in terms of they would expect to see more evidence on the ocean floor of these upheavals.
As I have told you in time past, that your oceans have yet to produce much, which has until now never been discovered.
Yes.
But that time will come.
Yes.
It will present itself for all to see.
Yes, amazing.
Your oceans on this planet at this present time, little is known about the far depths of the planet.
And as you have said several times, the timing for these revelations has to be correct.
Yes. Yes, it would be simple to say why, what, where. But as you have said, those people whose are credited with knowledge are sometimes the last to know and understand. Now, my dear friends, for this time, I will leave you once more with all of my love, and I ask that you sit quietly and allow anyone who wishes to come to you in peace and in love. And I will leave you with our dear lady friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Talk to you again.